what's happening is we have our velocity vector, which is tangent to the curve C at any given instant t. It doesn't matter if it's in two-dimensional space or three-dimensional space. And what's called the unit tangent vector is just that velocity vector, that tangent vector, in other words, r prime, turned into a unit vector by dividing it by the length of itself at a given value of t. And so it's, in fact, a vector.